Amen.
Praise
thank
the
you,
Lord. Of many.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And what a testimony, friends.
The Lord.
I do hope that many of us today, and I do pray that all those who are tuning in today can have this song as their testimony. I trust in God. I remember quite clearly once upon a time, that was a word that was being used so often in this country. In God we trust. Oh, so sad to say, we today trust in demons. We trust in professors. We trust in scientists. We trust in all the things that are bad. And in addition to that, we trust in the devil. And his name is called Satan. He's called Beelzebub. He's called evil. He's also Lucifer. And many other names he has. But what I know, friends, he's a prince of darkness and death. The word of God tells us the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God, praise his wonderful name that we have just sang a while ago. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. That's the Son of God, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. We have just heard read from Romans chapter 1, and we're going to look at this. There are a few words in Romans chapter 1 that we need to look at. And Paul calling himself a servant, he's called to be an apostle unto the gospel of God. I want you to notice that. He's called to be an apostle, a servant unto the gospel of God. Further down we see where in verse 9, for God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So we're going to look at the gospel of God and the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, friends, we want you to know the gospel speaks of peace, good news, and God in his goodness and in his love has good news for all of us, and also his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, the angels told the shepherds, go tell the people of the good news. Christ is born in Bethlehem. We are glad that he is now in the hearts of many people all over the world today.
Yes.
And we are rejoicing for the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Paul was concerned, very, very concerned. And I want you to know, friends, that Satan and his demons shall not prevail. I will repeat that again.
Yes.
Satan, and we need to talk it out very loud in this country today and all over the world. Satan and his demons shall not prevail. We sing another song which goes like this. Satan, you can't prevail.
Yes.
You will never prevail, friends, as long as God's people are alive. You have been fighting against God's people from the beginning right through the Old Testament. You've been trying to destroy them. But then, friends, we are so thankful for Jesus Christ, the Son of God, had taken away the sins of the world. He paid the price for sin that we can have life. Praise his wonderful name. And we are now living, friends, in the new covenant. And I want you to know that we today are not afraid of Satan. Satan, you cannot prevail. We trust in God. And in this country, we are going to lift up the name of God. We're going to lift up the name of Jesus Christ. And we're going to lift up the name of the blessed Holy Spirit. So, Satan, we just want you to know that you will not prevail. The word of God tells us, Jesus speaking to the multitude, he says, blessed are those that are persecuted for righteousness' sake. And we are so happy that there are so many people that are standing up and standing up for Jesus as soldiers of the cross. And they're asking us to pray. Today is a day, a special pray, day of prayer for the voice of the martyrs all over the world today. Christians like ourselves, the Word of God calls us saints, which means that we believe in righteousness, not in demonic acts, like what is being practiced today all over the world. Our leaders are leading the citizens all over the world in demonic acts. And by God's help, we're going to lift up Jesus. He says, and if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. I want you to know, friends, that Jesus is still in the saving business because he's alive. The Word of God tells us, friends, that God, his Father, raised him up from the dead. Yes, Satan tried to kill him so many times. But then, friends, when the time did come for him to pay the price for the sins of the world, he gave his life. He laid his life down. That all, because God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should have everlasting life. Today, I want the church to rise up and realize, friends, we are not losers, but we are winners. From the Word of God, we're going to see today that we must rise up and we must lift up through Jesus Christ, that men would see him and come out of darkness and walk in the light. Because Jesus Christ is the light of the world. And today, the Word of God tells us quite clearly, and we're going to look now at some of the acts of God and the acts of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Word of God tells us, friends, in Exodus chapter 17 and verse 9, just after the children of Israel was delivered out of Egypt, there we find that old Satan, that old dragon, that serpent. He came to fight against the children of God. But friends, the blood prevails. The blood of the risen Lord has power to save and to give us victory in Jesus Christ, because there is power in the blood. What happened, friends? God spoke to Moses, a servant of God. And I want you to know today that all the servants of God, those who are sanctified, those who are born again, those who are walking in the path of righteousness, that are leaders of the flock of God, we want you to know, friends, it's time to rise up and listen out for the voice of God. The scripture tells us that God spoke to Moses. The enemy came to fight against Israel. And what happened, friends? God told Moses, Moses, I want you to go up into the hill with Aaron and Hur and call a young man. Hallelujah. Young men, how we need you. Middle-aged men, we need you. This young man, Joshua, was right in the front line. And there it is. It wasn't hard for God to choose him. And it wasn't hard for Moses to find him. God is looking for men and women that he can use to lift him up and to tell this nation and all the other nations of the world that God reigns. He reigns, friends, because he is the creator of the heavens and the earth. Scientists, you will be a loser because you cannot do what God does. I want you to know that those professors and the doctors and all prevail. You will be a loser if you try to fight against God. He will destroy you. When we look, we see the different disasters that are taking place around the world today. But you notice what happened, friends? Once upon a time, it was said, they are the acts of God. That's what people used to say. But they're afraid to use the name God anymore. You notice people are not talking about God anymore. They are talking about demons. They're talking about guns. They're talking about people that are hearing sounds in their heads, all these kind of things. I want you to know, friends, it's because they are possessed with demons, and you're going to hear what the power of God can do from the word of God here today. Here we find, friends, that in Exodus 17 and verse 9, the word of God tells us that Moses called Aaron and Hur to go up into the hill to fight against the Amalekites.
Yes.
To fight. There is always a winner and a loser in a fight. And yes, praise God, my Heavenly Father never lose. He will always win. He never lose a battle. Praise his wonderful name. Choose ye out men, Joshua, and go down and fight against the enemy.
Yes.
Choose ye out, Joshua, and fight against the enemy. And listen to the secret of the Christians. And that's what we're going to be doing, friends, until Jesus comes. We are going to be praying at all times. That's how we fight our battles. Praise God. Yes. And Christians, I want you to rise up and begin to pray. Pray for the Christians that are being persecuted today, both those in the Old Testament and those in the New Testament, and those that are being persecuted now. Let us continue to pray. Pray until the light breaks through. Pray until the walls are tumbling down. Pray until the gates break down. Pray until the various chains and the sufferings that people are going through. Pray until we have victory over Satan, because you cannot prevail. And I want you to know today, Christians, we are calling upon you. What happened, friends? Moses, Aaron, and her prayed.
Yes.
And the Bible tells us, friends, that the children of God prevail. Praise his wonderful name. The children of God won the battle, and God put a curse upon that nation. I want you to know today, friends, anybody that tries to fight against my God, listen what he means. He is almighty. Praise his wonderful name. He is the God of hosts. And you cannot fight God, or else you will be a loser. Leaders of the world today, you better turn to God and do it today. You must understand that God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the eternal Father, made all things beautiful. But demons don't like anything beautiful. Look at the toys that we are giving our children today. An ugly sight. When I was a child, you couldn't give a child an ugly toy to look at. Everybody wants everything looking beautiful. Today, our children, our parents, they like everything that is ugly, everything that is not beautiful. That's what they are putting in the hands of our children today. The stories that they are hearing, the things they are seeing on the television, the things they are hearing on the radio, the things they are hearing in the classroom are all ugly stories. But children of God, I want you to know that we must pray. Moses, Aaron, and Hur prayed, and we had victory over the enemy. I must move on quickly. We are thanking God for that victory. But that's not all. We think also of 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse 45. Here again, we see the children of God are being challenged by Goliath. Oh, yes, the Philistines. Yes, they came. Give us a man that will fight against us, did Goliath say. And here, friends, this is what is so sad. The scripture tells us the leader of the children of Israel, King Saul, was afraid of the enemy. But I want you to know, leaders politicians all over the world today, we are not afraid. God prevails, and we shall stay on our knees and fight against you until you lose. Listen to what is happening all over the world today. Listen to what happened over the past week, the various disasters that took place all over the world. Men and women are afraid. The buildings are crumbling down. Oh, friends, the tornadoes, the volcanoes, the lightning and thunder. Oh, the floods that are taking place. Fire all over. Firefighters are not able to manage the fires that are taking place. But I want you to know, friends, you cannot fight God and his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. You better get right with God today, because the children of God are praying. We are praying for victory, and the walls of Satan are going to tumble down. They are going to tumble down as of today. The international prayer for the martyrs that are all over. The communist countries are the ones that are giving the Christians a hard time. Those that are not communists, we have these demonic leaders that are pressuring the Christians, taking away our Bibles, destroying them. We see on television where the demons are destroying the Word of God. But you cannot destroy the Word of God when it's written in our hearts and we live it and we will speak it and we will lift up the Son of God until men see him as Lord and Savior. This is what happened, friends. Goliath came to fight against Israel. Saul, the leader, like many cowards, Saul, like many of our leaders today, are cowards. What happened, friends? He was afraid to fight against Goliath. But thank God there was a young man who loved God, a young man who served God, a young man who we love to talk about what he says. The Lord, he says, is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Yes, friends, the Lord is our shepherd. He will guide us into battle, and we will win, not lose, as long as we stay on our knees. Christians, rise up and begin to pray. Attend the prayer meetings. We, the Apostolic Church in America, we love to pray. We love to worship. We love to sing, the blood prevails, the blood of the risen Lord has power to save. And I want you to know today, Christians, rise up. Praise his wonderful name. Trust in God. Once, again, as I said before, we have it on our money. Trust in God. But it's not so anymore. We trust in the football players. We trust in the basketball players. We trust in all the sporting events that are taking place on a Sunday when the children of God, some of them have left the house of God and gone to play ball and with their families. But I want you to know, friends, those walls of the arenas and things are going to crumble very soon. Ah, yes, friends, we are not going to stop praying until the walls of Jericho tumble down. Yes, we're not going to stop praying, friends, until the big arena where Samson pressed and he pressed and he pressed in the name of God and the arena tumbled down.
Yes.
Today, friends, I want to challenge every government in this world today that are persecuting the children of God. We are not going to stop praying. We are going to continue to pray, and we are going to confound you because you are no good. God is almighty, and he's a God of hosts. He has a mighty army, and you cannot fight against him, friends. A couple of seconds, and an earthquake can destroy a city. Think of that. Yes. Think of that. Look at the fires. We are importing firefighters to fight over fire here in America.
Yes.
Why? Because the firefighters realize in friends that they cannot manage this. This is more than they do. It's not until God chooses to out the fire before it would ever stop. And friends, we're not going to stop praying until the fire come down. Yes, friends, and let this country know that God is God. He's God Almighty and the God of hosts. And the children of God are followers of him. We are servants of God.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And we shall follow him. The word of God tells us quickly, let me move on. David, we love to read his prayers in the Psalms. He trusted God. He told Saul, I will fight against Goliath. Yes, Christians, don't be afraid of the demons. Don't be afraid of Satan, that dragon, that serpent, that awful person who loves to see people die. Look at how many of our children, our young people that are dying all over this country, all because of Satan. But you cannot prevail, brethren. I am serving notice on the demons and on Satan today, because the demons and our leaders cannot even identify that, because they too, all over the world, the leaders are possessed with demons. Demons, but the power of God is able to destroy the plan of Satan. David, a stone. Think of that. A
yes.
stone.
Yes.
In the name of God, says David, I shall slay you. And
yes.
that he did. That he did.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Satan, you cannot prevail. The Church of Jesus Christ is marching on. We are marching on. You are persecuting the children of God. But listen what the Son of God says. Blessed, happy are they that are persecuted for righteousness' sake. We will stand up for Jesus, and be soldiers of the cross. We will be a servant of the cross, like Paul the Apostle, who says, I am a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, how we need young men and young women to stand up for Jesus Christ today. Oh, we need young men and young women, middle-aged men and women, mothers and fathers, wives and husbands, to begin to take their family to church again, not to the stadium, the seed ball game. These players, they are wasters of money. When you interview them and hear where they're living, the place is like a hotel. How many rooms they occupy? One room. One room. How many cars they can drive? You hear they have 6, 7 cars in the car park. Yes, friends, they are wasters of money. And we want you to know today, friends, we are not going to stop praying until the walls come down. Yes, you cannot prevail, Satan. We, the Christians, are praying. David prayed, and what was the end result? We slew Goliath, and the Philistines run. Yes, friends. That's it. Then that is just the act of God.
Yes,
that's just the act of God. Think of that. I could tell you of many, many more, but time will not permit us. Let's go over to the act of the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. In Luke chapter 10, verse 17 to 24, the Bible tells us, friends, that Jesus called the 70 disciples and sent them out to teach and preach the word of God and to cast out demons, says the word of God. And the men went out in full power of God, because the scripture says that Jesus anointed them and gave them power. Power to destroy demons, says the word of God. Power to heal the sick. Power to raise the dead. it was the Son of God who sent them out, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, yes.
Jesus Christ is looking for men and women that he can send out and call servants today.
Yes.
Go
yes.
and lift up his name in his.
Yes.
In this wicked world, this world that is possessed with demons all over, the politicians are confused. The ignorant people sit and listen to them talking from day to day about gun. The gun is in the gun shop.
Yeah.
It's not until the demons go and purchase the guns.
Yes.
And use them to destroy the lives of people.
Yes.
Our government and governments all over the world cannot see that. They sit down and they talk and talk and talk every day about the guns. It's the demons that possess the people that are firing these guns. And I want you to know, friends, it's not until they have been set free from the bondage of sin. The Word of God says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. That's the gospel message that Paul is talking about. The gospel of God, he says in Romans chapter 1, and also the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want you to know, friends, when you look at the children of God back in the Old Testament, they lift up God. And other governments had to turn around and begin to serve the true and the living God. In the New Testament, the same thing. They tried to persecute after the day of Pentecost, the children of God. But God would speak to the children of God and tell them to pray. Peter, the chains fell off. The gates fell down. Why? Because the Word of God says the church was praying. Church, we need to rise up and pray.
Yes.
Pray
yes.
for the persecuted Christians. Pray because they are suffering from these wicked demons that are all over the world today. We must pray and God will get the walls tumbling down. Yes, friends, pray until the light breaks through. Listen what happened here. The Word of God says that Jesus sent the men to go from house to house, preaching and teaching, to cast out demons, to raise the dead. They came back. Oh, they were rejoicing. Why? Because the scripture says Jesus gave them power. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. These politicians all over the world today, what they know about the things of heaven? What do they know? All the things that they make is just to destroy the lives of people. But what God has given us, friends, as a people, the sun, the moon, the light, the seasons of the year, the mountains, the beautiful gardens, the birds, the flowers, all these things, the sunrise and the sunset, but we are so wicked and so busy, we don't have time to even observe these beautiful things that God has. All good gifts around us are sent from heaven above. Christians, let us fall on our knees and pray. Jesus Christ will give us power. Power, friends, to pray, and the gates that are chained with chains to hold the Christians out, God will confound the soldiers and the leaders if we but only pray. Pray until the light breaks through. Listen what happened here again. The acts of God. The scripture tells us, friends, that Jesus and his disciples came up, and there was a man called Legion, he says, that's his name, because he was possessed with many demons. Think of that. He was possessed with many demons. We have them all around us today, friends. We go to shop and we are shopping among demons. We go to work and we are working among demons. We are living next door to demons. Yes, because that's what we are serving, not God anymore. The people are serving the politicians. They are serving the doctors. They are serving the scientists. That's what we are told. Now, it's not God who created the heavens and the earth and all the beautiful things around us. It's science. That's what they're telling our children and our students, that we are spending so much money to send them to college and university. They come back and tell us that there is no God because of what the scientists tell them and the professor tell them and the teachers tell them in the classroom to do evil things. The message today, friends, is for Christians to pray until the light breaks through. Christians, don't be like the 10 virgins who fell asleep and hear that the bridegroom is coming, but yet they were still fast asleep. Think of that. Isn't that like the church today? Yes, friends. We're afraid of the politicians. We're afraid of the judges and the lawyers who are always speaking untruth. Yes. But I want you to know, friends, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise God. Let me move on. When the man that was possessed with demons, he was asked, what is your name? Legions, which means that he had many demons in him, like the people that are killing each other here in this country. But Christians, don't be afraid. Go to church. Spend time at home in your closet and pray like Daniel. Daniel prayed 3 times a day until he won the victory. So it is with the church after the day of Pentecost, when Peter was locked away and Paul also was locked away. The church prayed.
Yes.
Here again in Romans chapter 1, we see the importance of prayer. Paul is telling the church they must pray for him. We must pray for our pastors. So many of them are running away from the congregations today. So many churches are without a pastor today. But friends, Jesus is looking not just for 70, much more than 70. He's looking for men in all the different countries of the world today to stand up for Jesus and be a soldier of the cross. And I'm going to be coming to a close pretty soon. Let me take you back to the Word of God. The Scripture tells us here, friends, and I want you to know, that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sins. We are to be praying for our brothers and our sisters that are being persecuted all over the world. God is with us. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And I'm going to come to a close on this note. Let's go to Matthew. We're talking about the acts of God and the acts of Jesus Christ. In Matthew chapter 28, the Word of God tells us, friends, and I like this very much, and I'm going to close on this note. I like it very much. We're talking about the power of God and the power of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us, friends, that Jesus Christ decided to lay His life down to establish the Pentecostal church. Yes, the church that was born on the day of Pentecost. And the Bible tells us that they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. We have preachers telling the congregation today that miracles is not for now. I can testify up to this morning a miracle took place in my life. And if you come to church on Tuesday night, you will hear about it. He worked miracles last week and the week before. He is always working miracles in my life. And he can do the same thing if you walk with him, friends. Praise his wonderful name. Listen to what the Word of God says here. Jesus Christ laid his life down at Calvary. Hallelujah. The priests and the scribes and the Sadducees, the multitudes that Jesus did so much for them, turned around and said, crucify him. Give us Barabbas. Isn't that sounding like today, friends?
Yes.
People want the thieves. Look at the thieves breaking into our business places today. They just walk in and take all what they want, and the government do nothing about it. Think of that.
Yes.
Give us Barabbas. That's what we want. The man shoot the children in our schools. Give us Barabbas. That's what they're saying. Set him free. Away with Jesus, the Son of God, the light of the world. The Bible says, friends, that they crucified Jesus because he laid down his life. For you and for me. For God, again, and I will lift up his name until I die. Whosoever don't like it, I'm sorry for you. For God Almighty, Eternal Father, the God of light, the God of peace, the God of love, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish but have everlasting life. Nicodemus, who was a religious man, come to realize that I need salvation, and I want the world to know that it's not until you accept Christ as Lord and Savior before you enjoy the Prince of Peace. The scripture says that he was on the cross. He died. He said to his Father, Father, the work that you send me to do is finished. And he gave up the ghost. But thank God, friends, God is still alive and his Son is still alive. Yes, he's alive in my heart. He's alive in those that are called saints of God. Listen what the scripture says here in verse in Matthew chapter 28. And when they saw him, that's Jesus, who God raised from the dead. Did you hear that?
Yes.
When the disciples saw Jesus after his death, they have seen him now at his resurrection.
Yes.
And when they saw Jesus, they worship him, but some doubted, like what is happening today.
Yes.
Many Christians have turned away from worshiping God to follow politicians. Many Christians today have become politicians and have nothing to do with God today. But Christians, I want you to know, we must pray. Pray until the light breaks through. Verse 18, and Jesus came and spoke unto them. Listen to what he said. All power is given unto me,
yes,
in heaven and in earth. In case you didn't hear, he said all power. All those who think they are so powerful. Jesus, the Son of God, is saying all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. His Heavenly Father, the God who this world don't want to embrace, raised Jesus from the dead. Hallelujah. Yes, friends, Jesus is alive in my heart. He can be alive in your heart too. The scripture says here, this is what he had to say to them. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have
Amen.
And to observe all things. All that he had taught them. And lo, I am with you always. Christians, let us rise up. We are not alone, friends, today. They might persecute us. They might kill us. That's what they did with John the Baptist. They cut off his neck because he was preaching righteousness. And the Son of God came when he heard, and he too began to preach, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The Church of Jesus Christ is saying to all nations today, repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of your sins. That's what Jesus commissioned his servants to do. And today, all those that are called saints in Christ, all those that are walking with Jesus, all those that are lifting up God as their Father, we all have a job, and that is to pray. Pray until the light breaks through. Pray until the walls of Jericho tumble down. Pray until the walls of Sodom and Gomorrah catch a fire and burn. Yes, friends, pray. Pray until the chains that our sisters and our brothers that are locked away, that have lost their necks and their heads all over the place, all over the world today, they will see the face of the Son of God. Praise his name. You too can see his face if you but only repent and be baptized, every one of you, for your sins. Again, the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I'm going to close and take you to Revelation chapter 12. There is power in the blood of Jesus Christ. Yes, friends, all the blood has been shed. It's crying out all over the world today. Crying out all over the world today. Revelation chapter 12, and I will just read from verse 11. And they overcame him, that's to say the devil, overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death.
Amen.
Yes. Did you hear that, friends? Did you hear that? That's the gospel message that Paul wanted to come to Rome to deliver. Jesus said to his disciples, have faith in God. Dear friends, have faith in God and his Son, Christ Jesus, and in the blood of the Lamb of God. Praise his wonderful name. The blood prevails. The blood of the risen Lord has power to save. Just as in olden days, the blood still prevails today. Christians, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are so glad for the opportunity given to us to join with many, many Christians all over the world today as we pray for the Christians that are being persecuted. We pray, Lord, that you would give them faith to stand up for Jesus. Stand up and be a servant of God. Stand up and be a light of Christ. Stand up and lift up Jesus so high that all men around the world will see him and glorify him which is in heaven. Again, I said earlier on, the blood prevails. That's what the Word of God says here in Revelation chapter 12. And they overcame him, as said the devil, by the blood of the Lamb, as Jesus, by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. Are you prepared to take up the cross of Jesus, Christians? We need to take up the cross again. Many of us have put it down over the past 3 years when they told us that we had to close the church doors. Think of that. That's what the demons did. Those demons told us to lock up our churches. We shouldn't worship God in spirit and in truth.
Oh.
Yes, friends. The blood prevails. It has power to save. If you don't have a place, a church home, to go and worship and to pray, you come and visit us on a Tuesday evening, friends. Come and visit us on a Sunday morning where we pray and we worship and pray to God. Yes, until the light breaks through. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sins. Father, forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Revive the Christians that are backslidden. Oh God, revive the homes of many throughout this world today. Oh, that have turned their backs upon God to study science and to listen to the doctors and the professors and the politicians. To go and watch the various games on a Sunday rather than going to the house of God to worship and to pray. Pray until the light breaks through, brethren. Pray without ceasing. Praise his wonderful name. This is a time where we have to kill the Goliaths. This is a time, friends, when we need to kill all those that are fighting against us. Yes. Pray. Pray and confound them. Pray without ceasing. Revive us again, Lord, and fill our hearts with thy love. And may our souls be rekindled with fire from above thee. This we pray and ask in your precious and loving name. Amen. Amen.